I bet a lot of computer problems happen because something goes slightly off and then a human goes personally haywire.
Mm-hmm. I was watching baseball with my dad today and on a streaming device, and it was freezing and he was clapping to try to get it going again. Like, compulsively, a lot of clapping.
Golf was today also?
Yeah.
And whom won? Tiger is not Jordan's. Jordan Spieth?
Was it Spieth? Last I had checked, Reed was in the lead, but I don't know.
Reed.
Yeah.
Is this the first golf they've done in a couple years?
Mm-hmm. The first golf they've done in a couple years?
It was canceled because of Tiger.
Right?
It got canceled, and then they brought it back like Roseanne.
I see. Golf, and he came
golf
back with it.
Period has not happened in a couple years. So yeah.
That's what it feels like. Everyone's talking about golf now for the first time since Tiger.
Because people are desperate for there to be a popular golfer. So now Tiger was doing pretty well. So then the headlines are like, oh, it's his comeback. But because you can golf well into your 80s, as we learned from Jack Nicklaus, right?
Are you a super golfer?
I like watching golf on TV.
Really?
I find it calming. Like, I watch it with my dad. I don't know how to golf.
Do you watch, or do you kind of like relax and kind of nap and have it in the background?
No, like I'll watch the Masters with my dad if I'm home. I'm not dating anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to be a follow-up. Well, I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I'm not wearing any makeup. So that's why I agreed to do this podcast.
Because it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Can't see faces.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is comedy writer and cast member on MTV's Wild and Out, Julia Young.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Julia. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm trying to find my podcast voice.
Yeah, it's hard. It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The first few episodes of this, I did a really intolerable,
in your mind.
It was intolerable to anybody. I did just a very soft,
too soothing, yeah.
Not real, definitely not how I talk. I want to die, like listening to myself do it right now.
Was it like ASMR kind of
borderline? Yep, see, that's the right response. It was really unlistenable. Julia, your screen has already gone dark.
Yeah, so I have, I don't like a bright screen, so, and I think my settings are where it goes to sleep very quickly, but now we're awake, we're open, we're on Gmail. And things are pretty crazy, guys. I almost ran out of storage, and then I deleted all of my trash and that get rid of 10 gigabytes.
Wait, were you holding on to all your... I thought trash gets deleted automatically.
There was something where I permanently deleted it or something.
But I thought every 30 days all the trash goes away. Is that not true?
I'm not actively deleting my trash, that's for sure.
Well, something happened, and I was like, I don't want to pay for Gmail. How do
no.
I... that would be insane. I was... What's the...
Yeah, you got 15 gigs,
15
right?
gigs. I was at 14.5.
I'm there too.
Yeah. And then I just deleted something and now I'm almost at 10 gigs. I don't know how to archive. I don't know what that means.
I don't think archives matters because I never delete emails.
You never delete emails?
I never delete emails.
Wait a second. And as our listeners may or may not know, you're inbox zero.
Yeah.
But
I archive everything.
You keep something from Fandango being like, check out this movie this weekend.
Most of the time,
what does
it's pretty rare.
Mean?
Archive basically means, and I'm so sorry for our listeners who've heard me say this before, it basically means you throw it in a closet so you don't have to look at it. So it's not deleted, but it's not in your inbox. So my inbox has 4 emails.
Julia, oh my God.
This episode is about you, but I have to take a moment here. This is a stunning revelation to me. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Can you, Nicole, curates her inbox, but keeps the weird marketing emails.
You keep things from Seamless?
Of course I keep things from Seamless.
After your food has arrived,
yes,
you keep
of
the
course.
Confirmation. Why?
Because let's say, for example, long time goes by, my boyfriend and I don't know why he needed to be involved in this story.
Okay, she has a boyfriend.
As soon as I did, I was like,
I don't,
so
that's
bitch.
Fine. Yeah.
What was that place that we ordered that thing from? Oh, let me look it up. A Seamless order from around that time, because Seamless doesn't fucking save everything.
Mm.
It doesn't. It only saves going back a couple months. Because I've gone to Seamless to look.
That's
honestly a decent example, and I'm a little disappointed that you were able to pull that out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What about Sweet Green emails saying, here's our new salad with pesto? You keep those?
If I delete if I delete, that would be the sort of thing I would be okay deleting.
Wow. I will report things as spam.
I do that.
As like a really passive aggressive thing.
I will do that. Yeah. If especially if I know I've fucking tried to unsubscribe to this before and it's not working, you're spam now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I told Google on you. Julia, who do you not want to email?
Email roulette.
Okay, so my very recent ex-roommate.
Oh.
Okay, are you sure about this?
Yes, I really do not care about him.
Okay, but you know that he might listen to the podcast.
We live in very different worlds, different circles. Okay. So, but also I really don't give a shit. Yeah.
How did you guys become roommates?
Okay, so guys, I literally moved yesterday. So this is how recent this is. Yeah. So I had this amazing apartment in Chelsea. I had two roommates who I knew through friends. One of the roommates left for a year to go to acting school and found a dude on Craigslist who came into my life.
That's not fair.
It's absolutely not fair. 28, finance bro, but not even really a finance bro because he works not on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what he does. But if you're a finance bro, you don't need to have roommates, I feel like.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
So presents himself as an extremely wealthy finance bro.
Exactly. And then turned my life into a nightmare. And then I was like, okay, this is what I need to get out and move into my own apartment. So in that way, I would like to thank him.
That is good.
You know, for the journey. But I fucking hate him. And he knows I hate him.
Can we ask some questions about how he turned your life into a nightmare?
Okay. So the first night he moved in, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. This
happened
very
fast. Oh, so that's why
fast.
You had to get out.
I had to get out. I was like, I just found the first real estate agent I could on Street Easy and was like, get me out of here. Mama needs a place of her own where she can just be. We don't have like a party apartment. Like we're like, you know, in our I'm in my pre-40s. Mm-hmm. He's in his late 20s. Big age gap. So it's not a partying apartment. So he had like his sister stay the night, did not tell us that he was going to have someone sleeping on our couch. They were up till 3 a.m. drunk with the TV on full blast, which is right by my room, talking so loudly that I had to like go cover myself because I wasn't wearing a bra and be like, you guys, can you please keep it down? The first night he lived there.
That's a bad sign.
Bad
that
sign.
Because you got to warm up to that.
You really, yeah. Like, what, like, it's just like a very white male thing to do of like, this is my space now. Not the website. Yeah. But right. This is my space now. I've been there for 3 years. I still don't feel comfortable. You know, right. You shouldn't feel comfortable where you live. Well,
okay, it's good. That, I think
if
it's
you live with
good
roommates.
That you moved out.
Yeah, it's very good. That's not the worst thing.
But that is true. I think that's actually a very smart thing that you said. You should be a little bit self-conscious living with roommates.
Yes, because you have to know this is not my space. We're sharing this cleanliness. I'm going to ask if I have people over. I'm going to tell you if I have a stranger over, you know? So it's just important etiquette.
Yes.
So
where do we go from there? What's the next?
Here's
what's
where we go
his
from
next
there.
Move?
The next move is... he pooped on the toilet.
Stop. Okay, wait. Like an Upper Decker situation?
No. Much worse than that. I go in the morning, lift up the toilet seat, and on top of the toilet seat is shit.
Okay. Yeah, top of the second layer of toilet seat.
Yes.
Not the one that
yes.
you would shut to make sure a snake doesn't jump out or something.
Correct. Not the lid.
Right. How much shit are we talking about?
Well, let me tell you guys. The first time,
oh, no.
It was a small little thing. I freaked out. About a week later, I lifted up the lid, not expecting a snake. Something much worse happened, and it was as if someone had taken a paintbrush, dipped it in shit, and then very gently did one brush stroke on the back. And that is why I live alone.
Is he shitting from high above?
I don't know physics-wise how this is possible.
He's got to be shitting from high up.
It really boggles the mind.
For the first time in the history of this podcast, I want it to be known, I stepped away from the mic.
Nicole's
the entirety
back.
Of that
Nicole's
story,
like 3 feet
fully
back.
Fully back in my seat.
Yeah.
That is
Isn't unacceptable. That horrible? Isn't that so horrible?
And this goes back to the self-consciousness thing, but like, have you ever taken a shit?
Never.
Yes. And no, right? Number one.
Yeah.
And number not two. Then thought to yourself in a paranoia mm-hmm. before leaving. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure there are no signs
no
of the
traces.
Crime. Right?
Right. Yes.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely.
So the fact that there are people who are walking around who are so not even yeah. living
they're
in that
pooping
world.
Pooping on top of
but
toilets.
They're able to, a batting average of twice in mm-hmm. a week. Mm-hmm. So potentially 2 for 7, mm-hmm. if not more.
Congratulations on the baseball reference, by the way, Nicole.
Oh, well yes. We brought it back.
A batting average.
RBI.
Yeah. Did I say that?
Couple of ribbies.
And, yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, you just dropped a batting average.
Well, it didn't make sense the way I used it.
Okay.
Either.
Never in my life have I experienced something like that. And I sent a text message.
It's
oh, yes.
such a fucking male stereotype,
oh,
too.
Yes.
And I've lived with multiple men who are not bad, who
yes.
leave no traces of
hashtag
themselves in the
not
toilet.
Not all men.
Hashtag not all men.
Yeah.
But I have heard tale of a certain type of bro mm-hmm. who doesn't know how to piss mm-hmm. and just is able
yes.
to leave behind traces
and beard,
of themselves.
Beard trimmings yes. everywhere, yes. pubes, yes. chest hair, who cares?
Yep.
It's all the
yep.
same thing.
Yep.
Wow. All right. And okay, I don't want to get greedy, but this was the thing that put you over the edge. This is the last
yeah.
straw.
Did you pull up the text that you sent?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So there's three roommates. It's me, this guy, and this woman who I love. She's wonderful. She doesn't shit on top of the toilet. So I texted her and I was like, just so you know, this happened again. And right. she was disgusted. So I said, guys, there was shit all over the toilet today. Please let's live like adults and clean up after yourself because this is disgusting. And then I had to be like, he needs to clean the bathroom.
Yes.
And she was like, all right, let's take turns cleaning the bathroom. And he just has not cleaned the bathroom. And I don't live there anymore, you know? Thank God.
So this was day what? The text message exchange was day what of him living there?
This was probably, so a month and a half. He poops on the toilet for the second time.
And at what point are you like, I'm out?
Around then.
And did you not think about kicking him out?
Well, that's what I don't know. She has the lease.
And?
I don't know. If I were her, I would absolutely say, you have to get out of my house. You're a monster. You're an emotional terrorist. You're unsanitary.
But did you throw that to her, or did you just hope she would make that call?
I hoped she would make that call.
And when she didn't?
When she didn't, I had to take matters into my own hand and Aaron Brockovich myself.
That's not.
Is that not?
No, you moved.
She moved.
She probably moved.
She moved
she probably
mountains.
Moved.
She moved mountains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Saved it.
I moved to Brooklyn. Do you guys want to?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you for the offer, but okay. I cannot say enough. Do you want to, Matt?
Yes.
Great.
You want to see the picture?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I only took a picture of the first one because
okay.
I was like, well, legally, I need to show.
Okay. Okay. And the best thing about this for any listeners out there is that Julia has done a nice markup of the photo mm-hmm. with a poop and an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. So that's small.
Yeah.
But that's still.
That could be a fluke. That could be random spatter.
The second one was right here. This is like the Kennedy assassination. Second one had a trajectory. It was north facing.
Come on.
And it was, I swear to God, like a splat. It was substantial.
Good. And she is
a hefty.
Note that she has covered more than half of the surface of the upper portion of the seat.
Yeah.
Can I say a theory that I have?
Oh my God, yes.
No, so you know squatty potties?
Yes.
The idea that you are supposed to squat.
Yes.
That is the proper formation. I think that he is sitting on the top of your toilet seat and squatting.
He's squatting on top
right,
of
he's
the
squatting.
Body.
He's dropping.
Nicole has taken off her headphones. She is
climbing onto the chair, and it's a rolling chair, so this could be bad.
Yeah.
This is what I think is happening.
Wow.
Well,
I'm moving back in.
Right.
This all makes sense.
Does that make sense?
I think
absolutely.
It makes sense.
Because I feel like,
it's
I don't
trending.
Know this man. He seems like the kind of person who would also eat Soylent, and I feel like those people are going to do shit like squat.
I think you're right. There's
squatty potty's trendy. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no.
It is. Not only is it trendy, if you don't have one, get one.
Oh, I've heard that they're life-changing.
And you'll understand why he was living like that.
There's a lot of Bud Light in my fridge also. That's the kind of person. Which is fine, but it's not fine. If you buy one of those
a lot of
two
anything.
Packs of it that are
like a
shrink
wrapped. Pack?
No.
What do you mean shrink wrapped?
Two tall boys shrink wrapped together that are sold in locations.
What?
Mm-hmm. You guys don't know about this?
No.
Cool. Oh, wait. Can I tell you another story about him?
Yes.
Please.
So I'm all packed up. The train is in the station. I'm leaving this fucking hellhole. I have all the boxes in the living room. This is the night before I move. He invites two of his friends over. I don't know why, but I hate them. So I go into the living room. One of the guys goes, hey, we're your movers. We're here to move you. And I didn't react. And he goes, why didn't you laugh? And I go, oh, because it wasn't funny. And then he was like, oh, wow. And then literally 2 seconds later, he goes, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a comedy writer. And then he goes, oh, I probably shouldn't do this, but can I tell you a joke?
Oh, boy.
And I said, okay. So he goes, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery.
Why did he do that?
I don't know why he did that.
Why did he do that?
Did he do a voice on that?
No. No, he did not.
Dishes Sean Connery.
Yeah, that was the joke.
But without trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is just the friend. So this is roommate adjacent.
Yes, this is roommate adjacent.
But the roommate also absorbs his sins.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. So.
All right. I think we have enough, more than enough, right?
For a subpoena.
for yeah. us to begin an email.
Let's
here.
Open a compose box.
Okay.
Nicole, I'm sure you have a direction in mind. Do you want to go ultra specific one or do you want to go big laundry list, just get it all out? Because I think one thing that has to be included here
is a link,
is
to,
a link
an
to
Amazon
a squatty potty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we agree on that.
100%.
But other than
in
that.
In fact, I think we agree that should be the subject line.
The link?
Yes.
An unwieldy
so
link?
Can you just run to Amazon?
Yep. Amazon. Excellent.
Type in squatty potty. Great. Copy that.
Okay.
That's your subject line.
Subject line. Yeah. Very long link. Great. Love it. Love it.
To whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern.
I'm going to start.
How much was your old rent?
$1,388.
Great. Consider this a bill in the amount of $1,388 times two. Equals
2776.
Great. For damages. The content of those damages being 2 months of my life.
Love it.
I'm going for legal, but I'm having trouble accessing certain words.
Just Allie McBeal.
Well, I have a.
Oh, God, love that. Thank
I
you
have
so much
a
for
starter for the Thank next you. Paragraph.
Yeah.
Because it's something that Julie said. It boggles the mind that a person could move into a stranger's, capitalized stranger or italicized, mm-hmm. apartment.
Apartment home.
Apartment home. Mm-hmm. Comma. Then shortly after that, begin behaving in boorish and loutish ways. Loutish, with a T.
Let's say immediately after that instead of shortly
oh,
after.
Oh, shortly. Why did I even say that? Absolutely. Including.
A colon?
I think so.
Including. Mm-hmm.
Including but not limited to.
Loud sibling fraternization. Purchasing obscure Bud Light products.
with excessive and unnecessary use of plastic. We got to get as many as we can in before the shit, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, smelly feet that were on my coffee table.
Ugh, smelly feet that were on my coffee table. Friends with poor performance commitment.
No regard for hair clippings and the fact that some hair clippings are more vile than others.
Also, I think he uses combination shampoo conditioner, which to me is like a red flag.
Also, he uses combination shampoo and conditioner. In conclusion. Mm-hmm. And then a picture of the shit.
Do you feel that we've sufficiently addressed the shit or do you want to
let's not over-address it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do we sign off?
Love.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know. Forgiveness?
Forgiveness.
No, absolutely not. I'm kidding. I'm absolutely kidding. I would never.
But you said it, so that's the problem.
I do not forgive him.
I wish you no ill will.
Ooh.
I'll be honest. I've used it a lot.
Nicole.
I love. That's so cutting.
Great, great, great.
I wish you no ill will.
Yeah, I've said it a lot.
Honestly, this almost feels like, Julia, you want to send this, though. But so we'll deal with that later. We'll address that later.
Yeah.
Because normally it's like you may have to send this, but we'll address that nuance later.
Certainly.
Okay, great.
It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico. And you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I am Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Julia, I gotta check out your drafts folder because it's a very well-organized drafts folder.
What's in the box?
I used to have hundreds and then I deleted because I needed more gigabytes.
So these are the big six. Right. Oh, well, the big five that haven't been sent.
Yeah.
Can I gotta ask you this email right here, though. What are we looking at?
Oh, that's my moving company with a punny name. They're called Movers Not Shakers.
I see.
And they were amazing. Highly recommend. They let me ride in the front of the truck and they gave me a soda pop.
Wow.
They treated you like a child.
Honestly, I loved it.
What kind of pop are we talking about?
Ginger ale, baby, at 8:45 in the morning.
Nice.
I drank the whole thing because I was nervous. They were Russian, and they were like, what are you? You Spanish? You look Spanish. And I was like, I'm Jewish. And then nobody talked.
Really?
Yeah.
But they did give you a soda.
Before they asked my ethnicity.
Oh, so are we still advocating for them?
I kind of love them. Great. Yeah, they were great. They were really great.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This first email looks like something you should have sent, though.
Yeah. I was trying to get a job.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to send that. It was just like a networking email.
Yep.
Where I was like, hey, just let me know if you need a writer. I'm still around. Still trying to kill myself. I hate sending those. But in between gigs, you got to, you know, as people say, your net worth equals your net work.
Oh, is that a saying?
I fucking hate it, but it's true.
As a person with... awareness of the bullshit.
Yes.
But who's also in the biz.
Yes.
And practical in the biz.
Yes.
How do you rectify, or at what point in time were you like, okay, that bullshit is true, even though it's disgusting?
Oh, it took me until probably 2014 to realize. I've been a comedy writer since 2011, and I was very naive for the first several years about how to get jobs.
Right.
And personal relationships with higher ups and even like talent and being like, oh, they said I would come back. Why wouldn't I come back for another season? They promised me. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, no, sweetheart. You're so dumb. You have to have personal relationships with people and email and stay connected and get drinks with people you don't want to get drinks with.
So, oh, God.
Yeah, it's the worst.
So you decided not to send this email, but you kept it in drafts.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, that's interesting. I guess it was almost like a security blanket.
Right.
Wow.
Do you still need that blanket?
Oh, who knows? I have another job that starts tomorrow, actually.
Hey, congrats.
Thank you, but I don't know if it's going to work out. It's like very messy with scheduling. So I may not have a job tomorrow.
Okay, so we're going to save that in drafts.
Yeah.
Keep that in drafts.
Keep it as a security blanket.
I want to look at your Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically the direct messages.
The DMs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. You guys.
Slide into the DM.
Okay. Here's my Instagram. And you want to see my DMs?
Yes.
Okay. So my DMs are very interesting because I get a couple a day depending on my content. So I can find you like some of the greatest hits, or you can just scroll and whatever you want to do.
I
want to
just scroll.
I do have a favorite one that's pretty far down.
I mean, these all look a lot the same, which is that it's from dudes.
Oh, yeah. They're all from men.
And these are constant.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is like...
I read them all, though, because it's very funny.
Is this what it's like to be a woman on Instagram?
Yes. Well, yeah.
My God, this is unbelievable. This is like a world I've never heard of.
Yeah.
We need some examples, Nicole. We need some...
Look, let's cut this shit. I'm just trying to go on a date with you. Shrug emoji. What
if,
shit?
If you,
That's
if
a
you,
joke, right?
If you click on the profile, most of them are 17.
No.
Or look like they're 17.
I'm your biggest fan, Julia, and it's just a car.
car emoji?
It's just a picture of a car.
Their profile pictures.
And they're into street racing.
Ooh.
Wait a second.
Takes all
types. Is that still a thing?
Fast and Furious, yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you feel okay?
Oh, I feel great. I read them all. They're very...
I mean, it's a lot of attention from men and it's deserved, but I'm just very overwhelmed looking at this. What is this? You nosy?
Oh, did someone call me a nosy bitch? Oh, you know... Okay.
Oh, wait. I took a screenshot of the worst one.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to see?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's just the worst one by far. This one actually upset me, so I would love to talk about it. This one, this person kept sending me messages. You want to read it? Or who?
Yeah, this is long.
Yeah.
Okay. So, honestly, what do I have to do to be allowed to jerk off to you and your body? You and your body.
Yeah. Different things.
I will pay if I have to or give you anything, really. All I want is to jerk off to you topless or just booty on Skype or whatever video chat you have. I dream of feeling good to you every day. Honestly, I'm so into you. I'll give you anything I can to be allowed to jerk off to you, beautiful. And I'm a guy, by the way, LOL. I'm just using this account to tell you that I need you and I'll do anything to feel good to you. I'm begging you, please.
Yeah, the account was like a girl's account.
No. Yeah. What does that mean?
It means how much money should I ask?
I get. I mean, yeah, if it's only Skype, are you okay with it? No, you said this bothered you.
No, it absolutely bothered me. But the one that my favorite
but
one.
But here's what I'll say. Sorry, not to take any shine off of that. They don't even use your name. It doesn't feel personal.
You think it was copy and paste?
I know. I'm not saying it was copy and paste. I'm not saying it was copy and paste. No, but I'm saying, like, if you're going to make that kind of ask, make it fucking personal. What do you like about Julia so much?
Right, right. You like my smile? Then, yeah, your chances are better. I will say I screenshot the upsetting ones and I screenshot the dick pics.
Sure.
Someone drew a picture of a dick and sent that,
that's
which
kinda cute.
Is really cute.
Yeah.
We'll find. Oh, yeah. So this is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a...
Wait, can I see that one?
Is it worse than the poop?
Yes. Did you call the police?
No, because it... Should I have?
Yes.
He's not pointing it at me. He's just, like, showing off.
It's so interesting, Julia.
It really is. And this is
so
only because I have a lot of followers now. This never happened.
How many DMs are we talking about
a
day?
Can I eat your ass? Sometimes one, sometimes seven, eight. I mean, most of them are very nice. Some of, like, nice in the sense of, oh, you're pretty, you're funny.
Right.
Most, they're all extremely disrespectful.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. And then you think famous people have this. I'm not famous. I'm nobody. But
wait,
like,
did one come in while we were sitting here?
A DM?
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe. If I fly to New York or wherever, can I take you on a date? I have the perfect date for us. Joe. He looks very young. I do like his glasses.
He's in
though.
School.
Oh, before math class.
School.
Oh God. Okay. No, that I should report myself for opening
that. This was an incredible new segment, but we're cutting out the thing about the gun. But we're not cutting out me saying we're cutting out the thing about the gun. Julia, do you have any exchanges with your parents?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Parental units.
I feel like every few days my mother starts a new mass text chain with the exact same people on it. But like she'll accidentally include... She'll, like, include my brother-in-law and some of them and my sister-in-law and some of them. So there's so many of them.
So it's never the exact text chain. It's just a comparable. Because if it was the exact text chain, I think a phone would just be like, you want to reuse this one text chain from before.
It offers
but the fact
you,
that it's slightly different.
She's manually doing it every time, I believe.
She's like, so if someone's out that day, like down in her rankings kind of thing?
No, I think she's just not super confident or clear, perhaps, on how to do that. She got into emojis, as you can see.
I can see.
She likes the dancing lady emoji. She likes the kissing one a lot, the face kissing one. She randomly did say, are you watching Jesus Christ Superstar with John Legend? It's really good. Well, I was on a date, so I got
that. So many people are texting their parents about Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She also loves to leave a voicemail, obviously, as all mothers do, so... and then she will text me if she can't find a TV show or doesn't know how to record something, which is very cute.
Stop. So you sent her an everything okay, which is what most parents text kids.
Oh, yeah, because I think she called me and I was like, oh, my. Because I think every time a parent calls me, I think someone died.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's their fault.
It's absolutely their fault.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm always assuming something happened to my grandparents.
My mother actually knows to, and I would do the same for her, to send a text right after a phone call that's just like, everything was fine, just wanted to talk about blah, blah, blah.
I like that. I need to have that conversation with my mother.
Yeah.
Her response to the everything okay question was, never mind, found show.
Yeah. I think, let me think what show they were trying to find. Oh, I think, like, I told them about a Netflix show called Extraordinary Homes, which I highly recommend.
Have not watched it.
It's like Great British Baking Show for houses.
Really?
It's so calming. It's just beautiful homes around the world, and it's British.
What do you think's happening on her end where you're like, hey, there's this Netflix show, Extraordinary Homes, and then just can't get there?
Because I think she forgot the name of it, then my dad wasn't home, so she was trying to figure out which clicker or which remote control to use.
But she calls it a clicker.
I grew up calling it a clicker, too. Is that – I'm from Michigan. I don't know if there's – regional difference.
You did say soda pop earlier, and pop is a big Michigan
pop,
thing, right?
I grew up saying pop, yeah. And gym shoes instead of sneakers.
Oh.
We called it a channel changer.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
No.
It was a thing. I think that was in my household.
New York, New Jersey.
Where are you from?
Atlanta.
You say channel changer?
Wait, not anymore. Now it's the remote.
Yeah.
But channel changer was a thing.
If I was in my parents' house, though, I would say the channel changer.
You still
Where's
would.
Where's the channel changer?
I called a clicker. That's so weird. That's
my mother-in-law funny. Calls it the buttons.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
where
I
are the buttons?
Yeah. Do you know where the buttons are? Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like she's holding it, but she doesn't know how to operate it.
Where are the buttons?
That's
wearing
true.
Bifocals. Oh, yeah. She sent one. This one, am I in trouble? That's because she joined Instagram to comment on my pictures.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. And then she's writing comments on that.
There's a lot from you of can't talk, sorry in a meeting. This is a lot of you kind of like stonewalling mom.
Well, because my schedule's unpredictable, so she loves calling in the middle of the day, and I can't talk a lot of the times.
Yeah, that's fair.
So then I'll just be like, this is a good one. My parents visited, and my father left his Alexander Hamilton biography behind and freaked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this was the old, and it
Did
says,
find
can,
it?
Can we read what the text says?
Oh, yeah, please.
This is pertinent.
Yeah.
If you're still there, is dad's book in the bathroom, and we now know that's not a good place to leave a book in that apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, it was triggering. This is a big text chain with my mom, my dad, and my sister, and it's all my nephew pictures and like a few of my, that's my new apartment, but it's mostly my nephew and stories about my nephew, and my dad doesn't really text back. I don't think my dad knows how to text. So me being like, aw, to every single one of them, and my sister just narrating. They're just like very obsessed with him. I don't know why they sent me this.
This is a lot coming in and kind of not a ton of responses from you, I wouldn't say.
You're right. Not a ton, because I feel like it's more for my parents.
Yeah. It's also more volume than you could possibly handle, I think.
This is another text chain with different siblings. Oh, no, this my aunt sent this one about she tells when is everyone's birthday. She texts everyone. You're seeing a lot of OkCupid phone numbers pop up. You're
really?
Seeing let's see, this is with an
what are these two things back to and
okay, so my aunt, I guess years ago we taught her what zhuzhing was.
Mm-hmm.
And randomly in March she said, "You taught me this word and now the she was really excited that the Webster Dictionary's word of the day was zhuzh, and I did not respond.
Hello, ladies. You taught me this word, and now one of the words we're watching on Merriam-Webster, I get their word of day emails. Very useful and fun vocabulary expander. Hope all is well. XO, link.
Yeah, I maybe should have responded.
I think she also meant to finish that sentence and distracted herself.
Yeah. This is another text chain.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's a gif
it's
of
a little gif.
Assuming that's your nephew.
That's my nephew and my mom.
In the snow.
They built a snowman.
This looks like, wait, I have seen moving pictures before and I have seen gifs before. This looks like Harry Potter in terms of how incredibly clear it
still.
Is. Yes.
Get the app.
I've gotten motion stills, but like this is must be from a high quality phone. This looks like Harry Potter.
Ooh.
Right? It looks like they're moving a little bit. They're a little separate from the background. Am
it's
I
very
losing
cinematic.
My mind?
No, only partially. It's pretty cinematic. It's pretty good.
Oh, my mom sent a picture of her jeans, wondering if they're too tight.
I mean, it's just a butt shot, right?
Too tight? Question mark?
No, my mom asked if
they're
too tight.
And then the response, unsure, need another shot.
Yeah, and then I was like, Becca, leave her alone. Mom, they look great. This is also, my mom wouldn't let us buy buttonfly jeans in high school, because she thought we wouldn't get them off in time to pee, because they would take too long. It's like, I still don't, I've never owned a pair of buttonfly jeans, because now I'm worried.
In middle school?
Elementary, middle, high school. We just were not allowed to have button jeans.
It's just, she was worried about.
Buttonfly means it's not a zip into a button. It's like button, 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 button.
There's
button.
Like 3 to 4 buttons.
Right.
In lieu of a fly. Maybe she read a story in the New York Times a long time ago.
Something happened to mom in middle school.
Maybe something happened to my mom.
This is unruly.
Oh, brother's been frozen out a lot of the other ones.
Brother had a flip phone for a year and a half. Yeah. It was
that one of those, like, Apple phone broke and it was like, fuck the system?
He was like, no, I'm addicted to my phone and I need to stop. And if I have my phone, I'll just play on it and be on it the whole time. So he consciously was like, I need a dumb phone.
I've thought about that a bunch of times.
I think about that too, because I'm absolutely addicted.
You know how you know you're addicted? Because you talk yourself out of, you have one reason. I'm like, well, my phone has such a great camera, you know, or something like that. Or mine's, I love, like, listening to podcasts.
What if I get an email about a job and they're like, you have to respond in the next 11 minutes or else it's not you? Like, that's my
fear.
That
does happen though.
It does.
I think, whatever, they've gotten us. So rather than opt out, just learn to live with the system.
Yes. But I have reached the point of insanity where I will hold my phone and go, wait, where's my phone?
Oh, yeah.
Or what if I got a text? Like, it's crazy.
Yep.
In terms of my father, I think we have a text chain and it's mostly me calling and...
Okay, can you read all of these?
Sorry, I can't talk right now. This is my dad. I'll call in a few minutes. Are you going to ER? Sorry, I can't talk right now. Sorry, I can't talk right now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Your dad is blowing you off.
He really is so rude.
Okay, so these are all calls that you placed, right?
Yeah.
You placed a phone call, and this is, how many different days are we talking about here? Four different days.
Yeah, 4 different days where he did not pick up my call. So,
yeah.
Because he's, like, at work.
And the sorry I can't talk right now is the automated response that you can do.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not. My father's not mean. He's pushing a button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which makes it a little bit better.
But it still doesn't feel super.
This is a jewelry box my dad made me. He's gotten into wood carving.
Oh, no, your dad loves you.
Oh, yeah, he loves me. He likes my sister more, but he loves me.
I mean, we've been doing a lot of YouTube, but I like it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh,
Julia, can we head to YouTube?
Yes. Uh-oh.
What's your tube history?
Yes.
Can we check out your history?
You what? Wait, you can see what I...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm not so embarrassed.
How come you're watching kids' songs?
This is my nephew. I babysat for a whole day, and so I taught him Humpty Dumpty.
That's very adorable. Nice.
Let's go to your search history.
9 million views. Okay. I didn't know any of these.
Got to know what this is, just first
Okay,
thing.
So when I was growing up, there are these, like, identical twin folk singers called the Gemini Twins, and my mom always used to, like, take us to their concerts. And I was born on Christmas, but I'm Jewish, obviously. You can tell from my voice. So there were always at our synagogue, there were always these, like, Christmas Day concerts at the synagogue and the Gemini Twins. And I would always cry on my birthday. It was, like, miserable. So I wanted to – I think my sister and I were talking about one of their songs and, like, how awful it was. And so I had to look up a video.
So they're local? Because you put in Gemini Twins, Michigan.
Yes. They're absolutely so local. You could not be more local than they are.
Are they still at it? They're still doing their thing?
Yeah, I think so.
What kind of music do they sing?
I hate that name a little bit.
Oh,
go back? Yeah. Because I want you to tell us what the first two search terms for them were.
Gemini Twins Michigan, Gemini Twins Singers.
Singers with an M?
Singers.
Yeah. You know, my fingers don't always type the right things. And I can explain these two.
Then do.
Okay, so... The reason I searched Asian woman eating chicken nuggets is because there's a genre of video of very thin Asian women eating 100 chicken nuggets. And it's really interesting because they have millions of views.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, different videos have millions of views.
Yes. Yeah. So, like, this one woman got 100 chicken nuggets and she tried out all the different chicken nugget sauces. I think she's Japanese.
And it's not speed eating. It's just eating.
It's just eating, and she has different sauces, and she'll talk about it, and you're like, can she get through them all? And she gets through them all.
Oof,
and
I don't know.
How long are we talking? Did you watch the whole thing?
I think I was showing it to a friend, so, like, I fast-forwarded it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how long do we think the video is?
Let's click on
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
There's a lot
this
of...
one, I watched this one. This one has 4 million views. And it's 5 minutes. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Nine containers.
That's really nice.
But each has 20. Yeah.
And then she's got, looks like about 16 sauces, right?
Oh, this one is a time challenge.
Oh, it is a time.
What? That can't be fun.
There's like a cheesy sauce that we don't have here in this country.
Click. I just want to see how she's doing emotionally.
Okay, there's one nugget.
She eats it really delicately. It looks so good. But there's a cut in the camera.
You were jump cutting.
Yeah. So this could take place over days, but I don't think you would do that and leave the nugget. Like,
yeah.
We could talk false flag, but I think this is the same day.
It's not, like, at this point, it's not fun. Like, 4 containers in.
Oh, my God.
She's having a bad time, but she's so peppy still. Wait, no, I want to see her as she's finishing. Okay. I want to see, like, the last couple nuggets and see how that felt. No, the last nugget is triumphant. I want second to last nugget.
This is really bizarre.
This is wild.
Isn't this wild?
Yeah. She had 150 nuggets.
And then, like, this other woman does burgers with 10 meat patties. Like, it's just these thin Japanese women gorging on food. And I don't know why I love it.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted you before when we wanted to look at the Gemini singers.
Gemini twins, Gemini. Okay, so it's playing
this
like a completely empty.
It's men?
Oh, yeah, they're two men. Twin brothers. They're definitely in their 60s.
Just two dudes standing up with guitars.
I don't know if they're identical.
So you said you used to cry.
On my birthday.
Oh, but not because of this.
I think this was part of it because I was like, it's my birthday, I'm 11. You're taking me to the synagogue to hear these two old twins, not twins, sing folk songs? Like, what the fuck? It was always depressing.
I mean, they're fine.
I mean,
not only is this not for kids, it's also not for people.
Yeah.
This is not a well-filled synagogue.
Yeah. No. Well, this is actually at the Kalamazoo Russian Festival in 2014. And there is 31 likes on this.
Wow. But how many views?
6,800
views.
That's more than a lot of my sketches from college.
Really? Well, yeah, college though.
One of my sketches from college has 100,000 views because people think it's porn because I'm sitting on a couch when it begins, and apparently a lot of porn starts from, I haven't seen this in a very long time, and I don't know if it's here anymore. So we did the sketches that involved sitting on a couch and talking about Craigslist. So Man Seeking Women. It has 330. Yeah.
Oh, it's called Man Seeking. Yeah, no, Julia, yeah. This looks like a porn.
Okay, so wait, I didn't realize.
It's got 340,000.
Yeah, and way more downvotes because all the comments are spam saying,
Julia, it does look like a porn. Like, it's grainy footage.
Well, that's because this
you're
was from 11.
You're dressed nicely, and you're sitting with a strange man on a leather, and like a nondescript black leather couch.
Yeah, we were just doing
comedy. And with a camera on a tripod. Like, Julia,
this looks
never
super
occurred
to me. Can you fast forward to the end to make sure it's not porn?
I absolutely see that now, but
you 100% like did never cross your mind.
It never crossed my mind that it looked like porn. It was just me and my friend being dumb.
Awesome.
And
Julia,
yeah.
When did you go to college in 1991? Because this looks like it was recorded on a full camcorder that fits actual. Like,
yeah.
This looks like before mini DVs. Like, this looks like you had to put a full-size VHS in a camcorder and hold it on your shoulders.
Yeah, this is what they shot Blair Witch with.
Yeah.
With Vaseline smeared on the lens. I don't know whose camera this was. I think it was my friend Bobby's. This is my apartment sophomore year of college. I'm wearing corduroy pants.
And yes, shoes or no shoes?
No, I'm not wearing shoes. I was in love with him. Ugh.
Oh, were you really?
I was so desperately in love with him. And we never did anything because he did not like me. But
you're so cute.
Yeah, he didn't care.
I don't understand.
No, he was, for like 2 years, I was like in love with this guy.
But you're equal levels of attractiveness and you were friends. College is for fucking.
I know. He just wasn't interested in me.
I don't know.
I started an improv group and I even put him in the improv group. And
would you have put him in it if you didn't have a crush on him?
He was funny, but he was really bad at coming to rehearsals. He lives in Paris with his girlfriend.
who's beautiful in French.
He lives in Paris with his girlfriend?
Yeah. But I think he liked me. He invited me to his graduation dinner. He was like 2 years older. He invited me over to his house for Thanksgiving. Like, we definitely had a weird relationship.
What's wrong with them?
What's wrong? This guy and Mike are my only two male friends I have not hooked up with.
Right.
Not for lack of trying.
And Mike's
he's engaged.
Yep.
And friend. I have threatened to perform at the wedding.
Oh, no.
I don't think I'm invited.
I don't think I am. I actually just found out I don't think I am.
Oh, man. Every time I see them, I'm like, you know, I could marry you guys. I could get ordained. It'd be so easy. Just like,
I'm already ordained. You should get ordained. It's very fun.
Is it easier than switching my voting registration?
No, it's a little bit harder. But here's what you do. When you get ordained in New York State, there's a giant book that every ordained person in New York State has signed that they take out and you get to sign.
I love it.
It's really beautiful and really incredible.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
You should do it.
I'm going to do that.
Do it.
Like, I'm offended, and I absolutely understand why they didn't invite me, but I am offended.
Yeah, 100%. No ill will whatsoever. I'll still send a gift, but
wait, what?
It's fun to talk about.
I wish you know it.
I bear them no ill will.
I'm going to send them a congratulations card that says that.
Do we say bear or wish before? We should change it to bear. Yeah, I think we said wish earlier.
Okay.
You want me to change it?
In fact,
it's time to go back.
Oh, God.
What would you say it's time for, Nicole?
It's time to reread the email roulette email.
Guys, the picture of the poop is big in this email. It's almost as wide as the text, so there's no real dodging for Nicole.
Yeah. Julia, can you read it?
Can you reread this?
Yes. To whom it may concern, consider this a bill in the amount of $1,388 times 2, which equals $2,776 for damages, the content of those damages being 2 months of my life. It boggles the mind that a person could move into a stranger's apartment home, then immediately after that begin behaving in boorish and loudish ways, including but not limited to loud sibling fraternization, purchasing obscure Bud Light products with excessive and unnecessary use of plastic, smelly feet that were my coffee table, friends with poor performance commitment, no regard for hair clippings, and the fact that some hair clippings are more vile than others. Also, he uses combination shampoo and conditioner, which to me is a red flag. In conclusion, poop picture. I wish you no ill will.
I bear it. Do we want to change wish to bear?
Yeah.
I bear you no ill will. And then am I signing my name?
Yeah. Oh, no. Leave the formal signature that you have in there.
Perfect.
Can I say something? I have to be honest. And I just want to be honest with our listeners. Is the poop picture still up?
Yeah, it's still up. But she scrolled down below the feces.
I have to be honest with our listeners. This person feels a little bit like the Trump administration in that it's difficult to parody. You know, like usually our email roulette emails are a little bit wild because we're dealing with like a clear based reality, and it's almost difficult to out wild this wild figure.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just duty on the toilet. She's like, I just left my duty
on
the toilet.
There's just like so much terrible. Ugh.
You gotta be shitting me.
Also, in case people forgot, the subject line of the email is a link to the Squatty Potty.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys both something.
Okay.
Okay. So obviously a lot of things. There were a lot of transgressions from this roommate, right?
Yes.
Let's say hypothetically, okay, the partying with the sibling didn't happen, right? The other obnoxious stuff didn't happen.
Yeah.
Let's say in a hypothetical scenario where this dude was just trying to learn how to squatty potty and put a couple duties on the toilet and just was kind of a careless dude who didn't clean up those two duties.
Yeah.
Is he still like how bad is that? If would he get much more of a pass in that case? How bad is it all? You know what I mean? How bad are the doo-doo fragments? The percentage of the crime?
I think we're talking honestly. I think we're talking like only a 10% difference, because I still think the majority of the crime is taken up with like refusal to check.
And check notice
yourself
clean after you dropped a poop.
Yes, yeah. And the idea that it's like you're habitually doing this versus you're doing it during a period of transition in your life is 10%. Julia, what do you think?
I think it's binary. So if you shit, you're dead to me.
Right.
You shit on the toilet, it's over.
Yeah,
you
wow.
Gotcha.
You have a chance.
Wow. One and done for you?
Yeah. And in fact, there was two. Number right. two and done. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
We all tripped over ourselves to get to that joke.
Yeah, it's just too easy.
Julia, right. What's going to happen is you're going to answer a trivia question.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong,
okay,
you get one guess, and then you're sending that email.
Okay.
Nicole, I think it should be noted that you did, in the past, we have given three chances to our guest.
Yeah.
You're kind of raising
I'd like for
the
this
answer.
Email to be sent.
Okay.
Matt, we've got two questions to choose from. Which one do you want? I defer to you.
I want question number two.
Keep it on theme.
The first major motion picture to show a toilet flushing is A, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. B, Psycho. C, The Apartment. D, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? This is good. This is Ben back in his fucking zone.
Well done. Well done,
Ben. Really in his fucking zone.
Okay. B, Psycho.
Holy
oh my
shit,
God.
You don't
Whoa.
Want to talk about it?
Yeah, we could talk about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's talk about it.
That was...
Because Matt and I do not know the answer.
Okay. I think it's Psycho.
Okay.
Is that a gut feeling?
I think...
Or...
I feel like I learned this in college.
Really? Cool.
But I could be wrong, but...
And that's it. It doesn't sound like we can sway
well, let's
you.
Let's talk about Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah. Where would there be toilets?
That was my question. Are there toilets in it? But could that be a goddamn fake out?
Seems like more of an outhouse kind of film, doesn't it?
Right.
You're so right.
There's that famous scene where they're in the side-by-side outhouses dumping and talking for a while.
Are they?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's... come on. The Apartment was jumping out to me, but maybe that's crazy.
I don't know The Apartment.
Jack Lemmon?
Yeah, Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine. I think it's a Billy Wilder movie, mm-hmm. is it?
I believe so. You know, I think Stanley Kubrick put a toilet in every single one of his movies, like a shot of a toilet.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did he direct any of the movies on this list?
No.
Just a little trivia for you.
Just a little toilet trivia,
like
since
in the
that's
Shining,
the theme of today's.
Is that when he goes into that into room 237 or whatever? Maybe. That's...
Yeah, and doesn't he do the hatchet through the bathroom where Shelley Duvall is? Where she went crazy during that take? They had to do like 200 takes of that.
Oof. I don't like that.
He was awful
story.
To the actors.
I don't like that.
What was the other movie? Psycho, Butch Cassidy, Apartment,
Who's
and...
Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I never seen.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I tried to read a Virginia Woolf book and I couldn't get past the third page.
Right.
So I'm just going to say no.
You're going to say no because you couldn't read a Virginia yeah. Woolf book. So this play yeah. by Edward Albee that yeah. references Virginia Woolf is a no for you.
I know exactly what I just said.
Okay. Great. In case our audience didn't, I wanted to take them through that.
Absolutely connect those dots.
Great.
I would honestly, I really don't have a leaning, but I would feel bad if I moved away from Psycho. You're confident right now. I think you're confident for a reason.
I feel like I learned this in film school. If I'm wrong, I'm going to be so humiliated and my bachelor's is worth nothing.
All right. Look at Ben and tell Ben your answer.
Beat Psycho.
Oh, wow.
Baby.
Wow.
Better with stakes. Not what I would have guessed. Wow.
Fuck yes.
Impressive.
That
Thank
is very
you.
Impressive.
At a really high GPA.
Go ahead and send that email to us so we have that for posterity.
Oh, yes.
You're just sending it to Matt. Please don't send that
posterity.
To
Send it to posterity. Send that to CC Nicole if you want.
No! Don't!
Oh, my God. She was typing Nicole's name into the field.
Sorry. I'm so
the
sorry,
The levels
Ben.
Are all off.
Nicole, I will make sure not to accidentally forward that to you.
Yeah, Jesus. Sorry.
The legs
sorry.
Are broken.
Sorry, I
That's
just saw
be a
my
spot.
Life flash before my eyes. Well, do you want to get a
You'd
poop
have to
email?
Archive it.
Have
you
to
wouldn't be able
right
to delete
away.
It.
If that stayed in the show,
so
Ben is going to have to adjust that audio severely because Nicole.
That was the angriest yep. you have ever looked at me in the entire time we've done this podcast. And it's okay that you were angry. You were so genuinely angry. And that's fair.
I love that.
Oh, man. Julia, is there anything you want to plug? Anything? I can't believe we haven't been using more toilet than you
I know,
on purpose.
I know.
I bet we have.
What do I want to plug? Follow me on Instagram. I read all my DMs. I will not start reporting them to the police
yes.
if they're dangerous.
And a reminder, if you like this show, please rate and review it. And if you want to reach us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com.
And follow us on Twitter @inboxthepodcast.
You know, like in Dexter where there's like blood spatter experts,
yes.
It's almost like you need to bring in like
it's
a fecal.
A forensics. Yeah,
yes,
forensics
to
yeah.
be like, where did this come from? How did this happen?
Yeah.
So
the launch, the angle of the entry is
never,
not consistent with, yeah.